Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The winter is here now. Probably explains the bitter cold and the snow blowing into our collective faces. So, to warm the cockles of your hearts, how about a bit of romance? Well, for a double dose of romantic pop and cinematic nostalgia, put on your crazy 50s costumes and check out a Grease sing-along on Monday at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. So this week I'm talking about three romances, all of a distinctly unromantic sort. One's about an elderly woman remembering her husband and her life as prime minister. Another about a hard-boiled computer hacker and her friend, an investigative journalist. And one about a reunion of a group of university friends a decade after they knew each other at a wedding. First, The Iron Lady, directed by Phyllida Lloyd. Margaret, played by Meryl Streep, is a doddering old lady with Alzheimer's who's haunted by memories of her late husband, Dennis, played by Jim Broadbent. She hopes that by clearing away his personal items from her home, she can also clean up her confusing memories and hallucinations. But as she ties it all up, the past comes back to her in a powerful way. Life as a grocer's daughter during the Blitz, as a rising star in the Conservative Party, and later as the radically right-wing British Prime Minister in the 80s. Margaret, of course, is Margaret Thatcher, the only Prime Minister with an ism after her name. Thatcherism led to riots, a sell-off of the nation's utilities to shady investors, huge cuts in public services, privatization of public housing, violent strike-breaking and anti-union legislation, and a decimation of the British welfare state, and a country's economic future left to the self-correcting market. But this movie is more about her home life. It all happens outside her hermetically sealed plastic bubble. The people you catch occasional glimpses of are all angry shouters and screamers, rioters and Irish terrorists who are just messing everything up. Incredibly, Thatcher herself is portrayed as an honest, honorable woman who stays true to her ideals without even the slightest self-interest or cynicism. While she's shown as petty, vindictive, and self-centered, her speeches in Parliament differ not at all from her conversations at home. Maybe that's how she saw herself, but the movie could have taken a tiny step back and shown something outside her narrow purview. As it was made, the movie was trapped in this claustrophobic space where only Thatcher's inner thoughts and memories of her relationship with her husband come through clearly. Next, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, directed by David Fincher, is a catastrophic remake of last year's Swedish film. Here's what I wrote about the original version. Dragon Tattoo is a mystery theater about Blomqvist, a disgraced journalist, and Lisbeth Salander, a young mysterious hacker, and their interactions with the Vanger Group, a very shady family of billionaires. Blomqvist loses his job at a leftist magazine and faces a prison term after writing an expose on a corrupt billionaire. His source proved to have been a setup, so he's forced to take a well-paying job as a sort of a researcher detective for a different billionaire who's trying to find out what happened to his niece, who was kidnapped or killed. The body was never found decades before. The Vanger family is sleazy to the nth degree. They live out in the woods in sinister Nordic hunting lodges equipped with a skeleton in every closet, but Blomqvist is gradually revealing the hidden past with the help of an anonymous hacker, Lisbeth Salander, who's a fantastic cross between Steve McQueen and Tank Girl. She's tough. She's rough. She's stone cold. She's a punk. She's a loner. She's an ex-con. She's a computer genius. And she's also the girl with the dragon tattoo. She's initially hired by the Vangers to spy on and write a report on Blomqvist to make sure he can be trusted. And they eventually meet up, form an alliance, and try to find out what happened. So what's the difference between that and the new movie? Well, the left-wing magazine Collective is switched to a ordinary news magazine worried about surviving media downturns. The Vanger's Nazi and Christian fundamentalist twists, they're just sort of swept away, and the hunting lodges are turned into mansions. A crucial, horrendous rape scene is changed from a chilling, plain documentation to a grotesquely exploitative, titillating version like in a horror movie. But worst of all, the rough and tumble Lisbeth Salander is turned into a blubbering, vulnerable little girl who is infatuated with her daddy. It's such a terrible misfire of the essential dynamics of the relationship. Daniel Craig is okay as Blomqvist, but Rooney Mara is awful as the girl with the dragon tattoo, and the excitement and suspense of the original is turned into a boring detective procedural. Finally, Not Since You, directed by Jeff Stevenson. So a group of college friends, most of whom haven't seen each other for a decade, are all together again for a wedding in Georgia. Now there are four guys and three women with unfinished business, lots of past relationships and friendships left hanging. The fourth woman from their group is the unseen bride. So Sam, played by Desmond Harrington, the tall, handsome loner, still holds a torch for pretty blonde Amy, played by Kathleen Robertson. He traveled in Europe and recorded his feelings in a leather notebook. But Amy's married now to some frat boy. Meanwhile, former best friends and drinking buddies, business student Howard and his sidekick Billy, are at odds because Billy's dating Howard's old girlfriend, pretty blonde Victoria. So pushy Howard, played by John Abrahams, wants to get the Kentucky Colonel Moonshine gazillionaire who's paying for the wedding to invest in his biofuel venture. And he also feels like he was screwed by his best friend for stealing his girl. Then there's Fudge, is his name, feels alone and insecure without his buddies, while Doogie feels like a third wheel around her more successful friends. So there they are in Athens, Georgia, dressed to the T's in their wedding gear, trying to settle their differences. Will Doogie and Fudge overcome their sexual inhibitions? Does Amy still feel for brooding Sam? Sam sure still likes Amy. And will Billy and Howard ever go get back to their old friendship, or will their rivalry lead to no good? Movie's all about old relationships, where they stand, what happened, and where they go from there. The ensemble cast is uniformly very good-looking in a daytime soap opera kind of way, but we learn little about them other than who they slept with and who they love. For the women, love means choosing between two men wooing them. For the men, it's pining or brooding or fighting to get the girls back. They're exactly like real people, they're just not very interesting people. Not Since You isn't a rom-com, it's a rom-dram. Iron Lady and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo are now playing. Not Since You opens today, and great documentary Sholem Aleichem Laughing in the Darkness, directed by Joseph Dorman, opens next week in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber at the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.